Chapter 4. Jen and Lily walked along the edge of the ravine. Lily looked hopefully into the distance.
"Maybe the road is good on the other side," said Lily.
"We can get across and find someone with a car and ask them to help us." But getting across the ravine was almost impossible. It was too deep, and the water moved too fast. Lily could not see any cars on the other part of the road.
"I am not sure," said Jen. "Maybe other parts of the road are damaged too."
They stopped under a big tree. Jen looked serious. "Lily, there is only one thing we can do," said Jen. Lily was so scared, she didn't say anything.
"There is another way home, but we have to go on, through the forest," said Jen.
"Through the forest," said Lily. She did not like this idea at all.
"Yes," said Jen.
"We have to walk down through the forest, over a river, and into a valley. There are farms there. We can find someone to help us get home. But it is a long way."
"How long?" said Lily.
"Maybe 2 days," said Jen. Even Jen looked a bit scared now.
"But we have a broken tent and not much food," said Lily.
"I know," said Jen.
"But we have to try. We cannot stay here."
Lily looked at her older sister. Jen loved walking and the outdoors, but could she find the way to the valley?
"Do you know the way?" asked Lily. "Do you have a map?"
"No," said Jen, "but I looked at a map at home. We just have to go downhill and find the river. I think I can find the way."
"Okay,"
said Lily. She did not feel happy, but she trusted Jen.
"Come on,"
said Jen. She gave Lily a brave smile. The sisters walked back through the forest. As they walked, Lily heard noises behind her. She stopped and looked back, but there was nothing.
"Come on, Lily. We have to move quickly," said Jen.
"Okay," said Lily.
Just what?"
said Jen.
"Nothing."
"It is okay," said Lily. But Lily looked back again. Between the trees, something was moving. Lily thought she saw ears, animal ears. But when she looked again, there were only trees and rain.